let me try to simplify it. Like, if you're doing G, mm-hmm. and then you want to move to the 5, and here's a G, a D, right? And that's the 5th. And here's the 1 and 3 above.
I met Walter Miller about a year ago, I think. Somebody told me that Walter was a dulcimer builder, and I went down there and found out that he built quite a few dulcimers over a long period of time. He started in 1928. Yeah. So Walter's our guest today. He's going to play us some tunes and show us his style of playing, and maybe talk a little about how he got started making dulcimers and playing dulcimers. And there's a whole lot that I don't know about Walter, and I think we'll all have a lot of questions for him today. So let's make Walter.
Well, I'll play an old fiddle tune. That's old timers, about all I know. Arkansas Traveler, that's an old time rhythm.
Virginians know the name of that? How about Patty?
Virginia Hills.
West Virginia Hills, right.
What was the name of the first one?
Pardon?
What was the name of the first tune you played?
Soldier's Joy. Turkey and Straw, that's an old time riff.
Playing those tunes?
PG, I think.
It's the KG.
So I don't know music. Don't know a bit more about music than a hog does about Sunday school. I'll play an old hymn that my mother used to sing 70 years ago called The Hallelujah Side.
Fretting, you use two fingers and your thumb.
Uh-huh.
Is that something that you worked out yourself?
Uh-huh. I never took a music lesson. I just picked it up myself.
Mm-hmm. What are you using for a pick there, Walter?
This pick?
Yeah.
It's felt.
Oh, it's felt.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard felt, isn't it?
Yeah, I made it out of a hat. It's three pieces of thickness of felt glued together. Couldn't buy them, so I made them one. Mm-hmm. About Uncle Pam, that's an old timer, isn't it? Forgot it.
start playing?
Pardon?
When did you start playing?
1928 is when I first started playing. I was 14 years old.
That's, I didn't have to ask.
That's been 20 years ago.
Right.
61 years.
Were there other people who played?
Pardon?
Were there other people who played who you could listen to?
No, I just started out playing myself.
How did you get your first dulcimer?
I run on to a friend of mine that had a three-string dulcimer, and I traded him an old shotgun for it. Back in 1930, there wasn't no money during the Depression.
Probably a lot of people here, like me, didn't come through that.
No, well, a lot of people are very fortunate they didn't come through that. That was bad.
And you started, you got your first dulcimer in 1928. When did you start making them?
I started that year.
Yeah?
When I was 14.
You didn't have anything else to trade?
Can you describe the first one you made and what you made it out of? And
I don't remember what kind of wood or anything. It was a three string.
Mm-hmm.
Then I made the four string. Then I went the six string.
Right away.
Mm-hmm. I'm back to four. I like four the best. They're mm-hmm. easier played, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Did you pattern your first one off of that one you traded
uh-huh.
for? Was that an hourglass shaped one?
Same as this one. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I bet it had wooden pegs, didn't it? Wood pegs?
Yes, it did.
What kind of wood did you use in the pegs?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of wood in the pegs?
I don't know. I don't remember. It's been a long time.
Well, I mean, yeah. If you were making wooden pegs now, what kind would you use?
Well, ebony's the best if you can get it. It's the hardest.
Hard to get.
Yes.
Back in those first years when you started making them, you started in 28, how many dulcimers did you make in that early period? Did you make several?
Oh, I'd say 15 or 20 then.
Mm-hmm.
I just made them over a period of years. Maybe I'd make one a year, maybe skip 2 or 3 years and make another one. I didn't make them steady.
Mm-hmm. And you've kept count over the years?
No, I don't. Yeah. I didn't keep count. I was just guessing at it.
And how many do you think you've made?
I'd say between 55 and 60.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you make them for? If there was no other dulcimer players around, did you just... It sounds like you made a few to get more people to play with you. So.
I played in a string band a lot, and I used to play for the Webster County Gospel Singers. And I played with a good many people like that after I learned to play.
Did you get other people by making the dulcimers and I assume selling them or trading them around, you get more people to play dulcimer then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people was interested in them. A lot of people played them.
So with that gospel group, you played in a lot of churches?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You go around to sings? Or?
Yeah, just everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And was that the only music they had, the dulcimer, or did they
No, they had a guitar.
And what about the string band you played in?
Oh, that was way back 1930. There was about 15 of us. We had everything. We had an organ, banjo, mandolin, dulcimer. It was just a bunch of people got together. And
did you play for dances?
Any? Yeah, I played for dances. Well, better play you one more of that. The old time called Sourwood Mountain. That's one of the oldest ones.
some of the songs that you played in the church?
Oh, I played a different number of them. Sweet By and By, that was one of the church songs.
This old
one, you mean?
The one you were telling me at lunch when you were years old?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, I took a cigar box and a broom handle for a neck and got me a piece of screen wire for a string, and I had me a one-stringed instrument.
Oh.
I was about 8 years old.
That makes a craftsman.
That was some instrument.
They call that a banjo sometimes, don't they?
Did you ever play with a notary stick, or did you
always
play with
fingers? I never could play like that.
Oh.
So I always played with my fingers. Well, play another hymn.
Well, do you play your melody just on one string or more than one?
I know two strings.
You use two strings?
Uh-huh.
I notice also sometimes you get out on the bass strings when you get down.
Yeah, sometimes I'll get on the bass. See, there's 2.5 octaves here. And you can go down here, this is where it starts.
Most of these folks here have never even been in a coal mine. Yeah, I know you went into the mines to work for a long time. Maybe you could tell us a bit about what that was like.
I started in the mines on my birthday when I was 16 years old. At 20 years in the mine. And I quit the mines and went into building. I was a building contractor 30 years, and then I decided that's enough, so I quit. That's been 10 years ago. I'm 75.
How would you describe coal mining back when you started? I mean, to folks who don't know about the way mining was done back in those days.
Back then, you had a crank auger, and you drilled a hole in the coal, put black powder in there, and a fuse, and shot the coal off the solid. Didn't have any cutting machines. They hauled the coal out with a mule or ponies. 25 cents a ton. That was big money back then. If you made $3-4 a day, you were making big money. Then I went to Greenbrier County. They had machines there, cutting machines. And back then it was $3.11 for a shift. That was 8 hours. It wasn't much money. That was back when Social Security first came in, 1935. Didn't take effect till 36, but it came in 35. So after that, we got a union. Things got a lot better.
When you lit the black powder, what did you do? You went down in the mine and you drilled your hole and the black powder
long distance.
Did you run like the Dickens or what?
Did you hear?
No.
She said when you shot the coal, did you have to get out of there?
Oh,
quick?
Yes. You better get out. You either had a fuse or what they call a squib. And you light this, and first, though, you drill a hole, you put the powder in, then you tamp it with a tamper with clay. Then you had what they call a needle. You twisted this needle and pulled it out, and you put a squib in this hole where the needle came out, and light the squib. When it goes off, you got 1 minute from the time you light it to get in the clear. When it goes off, it blows the coal out. Black powder.
A lot of people get hurt around those neck.
Yes.
Days. You were injured in the mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was hurt two or three times.
When did they start strip mining the coal?
Strip mining? Uh-huh. It didn't start through here just, maybe 20 years ago, 25.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Back then, you didn't hear tell a strip job. It was all deep mining. I've been underground 7 miles.
That's
my.
All in West Virginia?
Yes.
All the time in West Virginia?
Yes, all the coal fields that I worked was in West Virginia.
Continue.
I worked the Greenbrier area, Quinwood, Crichton, Marfrance, Leslie, and down the Kanawha River, up Cabin Creek, Tioga Coal, I was there for years. Oh, I enjoyed it. Miners have a big time in there.
How deep have you ever gone?
How deep in the mine? You mean how many mile I am?
Down. Was that 7 miles down?
No,
that's
in, not down.
How far down?
Well,
they go
that's hard to tell because you're underground. You don't know.
They never measured?
Nope.
You just keep going.
You just follow the steam of coal, and sometimes you're down 800-900 feet, and sometimes not that much. Wherever the steam of coal goes, that's where you're at.
They never kept track of where they didn't have, like nowadays there's mining charts, and they know how far down
the
shaft and different stuff. Did they keep track of it then, so you guys knew where you were at?
The surveyors knew, but the miner, he didn't know. No way to tell.
Didn't care as long as the coal was there.
Have you ever had any trouble with your lungs because of all your years in the mines?
Yeah, I have black lung.
Most of your friends, too, that worked with you have problems with black lung, too?
Mm-hmm.
Have any serious accidents, fatalities in where you worked, or when you were working?
I mean, as I am.
Did they have any deaths in the mines where you were?
Yes.
Around you?
Yeah. I went to work with many a man, never come back. That happens in all coal mines.
Do you know any mining songs? Do you know any miners' songs?
No, I'm afraid not.
Was there any music in the coal fields in general? Or was there music? Were there musicians that came through?
I didn't hear you.
In the coal fields, in the area around the coal fields, was there music? Were there
yes.
musicians?
Oh, yes.
Where had that take place?
Oh, a lot of the miners played music. They'd gather up in groups and play.
Did they have their own type of music, or they just played general, just what everybody else was listening
just
to?
Just by ear.
No, I mean the type of music, the hymns, or did they have any of their own types of, you know, railroad men seem to have a lot of railroad working songs.
They just had the mountain music, old time music.
And you got your first dulcimer from a coal miner, didn't you? Didn't you tell me that?
Yes.
The one you traded for?
Yes.
What's your favorite hymn that you like to play? What's your favorite hymn that you like to play?
Oh, I don't believe I have any favorite. I like all of them.
You must like the one that your mother used to sing to you. What did you say? It was Hallelujah?
Hallelujah Side.
Right.
It's an old Negro spiritual.
You play In the Garden? You play In the Garden?
Not on this instrument, I can't. I have electric six string at home that I can play it on, but the time is too different. I can't play it on this one.
You know, one thing I've noticed about Walter and his dulcimer making is he's always experimented around. If you look at this early one that we saw last night, this one was made in 1933.
Mm-hmm.
And he was already experimenting with six strings.
Yeah.
Would it be okay to pass this back?
Yeah, sure.
You can often just pass it around. But, and then, Walter was experimenting with electric dulcimers back when? When did you make
it? I made that first one in 1930.
Is that right?
No, not the electric one. 1960, electric. 1960, I made the first electric. Didn't have electric in 30. We didn't. We lived on a farm.
Oh, what made you
do that? Had you ever seen one or heard of one?
I just wanted to see what it was like.
What kind of wood is the dulcimer you got on your lap made out of?
The back of it is Honduras mahogany, and the front is western cedar, and the sides are maple with fiberglass over.
It has a nice tone. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Do you get wood from all over the world, then?
Somebody asked where you get your wood from.
Where do I get it now?
Yeah.
Just anywhere I can find it. It's really hard to find.
Are you still building?
Yes.
What do you think makes the best sound? What kind of woods, if you were to...
I like maple for the back and quarter sawed spruce for the top.
Uh-huh.
Makes a good instrument.
What do you charge to build a dulcimer?
What I charge?
Yes.
They're different price. I get anywhere from 100 to 150 for one.
Walter, how much would one like that cost me?
One like that?
Yeah.
Would you really like to have one like that?
Well, I'll tell you, that's a beautiful instrument.
Oh,
it's got so, the reason I like it, Walter, it's got so many innovations that a lot of us dulcimer makers have never even thought about.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's a masterpiece.
I've been with that so long, I didn't think much of it. It's
maybe I can get it cheap.
something.
Do you have any children or relatives?
Yeah, I have 2 sons and a daughter.
They play?
Well, my daughter plays, and one of my sons plays, and the other one, he can't play anything. He loves music, but he can't play anything.
Did any of them learning how to build instruments?
Yes. One of my sons builds dulcimers.
What would you like, if you wanted to pass on anything to future generations, what do you see any problem with anything being lost, any feeling for the music, or any changes? There's been so much changes in music, and is there anything that you ever had this inner fear, like, boy, I'd hate to see that die out. I wish like, people would do something more.
I like the old time songs, like the old time hymns and the fiddle tunes and the old time. This modern music, I don't understand it.
That makes a lot of us.
The silhouette that you like have on that cutout, was that of someone you knew, or did you just?
No, that was came from a Camay soap wrapper.
Oh!
I just happened to notice a picture like that, and I got it on us.
So you know Camay soap's at least 56 years old.
Yeah.
Doesn't it have a beautiful sound? Would that be because it's old and the wood ages that the sound gets better? Does the wood age and the sound get better as they're older? Was that sweet sounding like that when you built it?
Well, I think to some extent they do, but that one is so old that the body of it is warped, and it's pretty hard to play.
We don't want one of those.
I told you, Walter. I told you what they'd say about that. Yeah. That's the one they like.
Such a sound.
Did you ever know anybody to sing the old long ballads and play on a dulcimer with ballads?
Play what?
Did you ever know anybody to sing long ballad songs and play the dulcimer with it? No? No one in your community?
Waller has a neighbor who's a fiddle maker.
Yeah, he makes violins.
Yeah.
Mountain rifles, clocks.
Yeah, he's a craftsman.
He's really good.
Walter, what kind of wood was your old dulcimer made of?
What kind of wood?
Yes.
The top of it is cherry and the back is white walnut.
Oh.
And the sides is poplar.
White walnut, is that, we used to call butternut.
Yeah. That, right. Mm-hmm.
And what was poplar, the sides?
Yeah, it's a yellow poplar, and it's sawed out of a two before. It's not bent like this one. See, this one's bent, that one's just sawed out, bandsaw.
That's a beautiful dulcimer. That's
Thank
a work
you.
Of art.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Really? Needs to be in a museum. Not in Key's house.
No, it needs to be for somebody to play it, not a museum.
Oh, they play it in the museum.
So you play the dulcimer. Come up and try this instrument.
No. No, I'd rather have you play.
Come on, play some.
No. They hear me all the time.
Well, there's bound to be several of those, more of those old ones around the country, because one turned up in Ohio. It was in that book I showed a slide of last night, that they didn't know who the maker was. And as soon as Walter saw it, he said, I made that in 1932. And then there's another picture I showed of Walter last night from about, I showed him that old picture of you playing.
Uh-huh.
And what did it say on the back of that picture?
I don't remember.
It says something about, this is This is me playing the hog fiddle, I think.
Yeah, they call them hog fiddles a lot back then.
Where does that name come from? Hog fiddle, how did that start, do you know?
I think that's what it is.
She wanted to know where that name came from.
Just someone made it up for a joke. Call them hog fiddles.
But there's the one in the picture and there's one in Ohio, and you say you made a lot more like that, right?
Well, they're scattered and I never knew where they went. I never kept track of them.
So they must be around someplace. Maybe some more will turn up.
Did you ever bow a dulcimer? Did you ever use a bow on a dulcimer?
I know not.
We showed some pictures last night of an old dulcimer that Henry Bryant made.
Uh-huh.
You told me you knew him at one
time. Yeah, he lived close to Somersville, maybe in Mount Nebo or somewhere. Uh-huh.
And did you know him as a dulcimer maker at that
yes.
time?
Yeah. 1935. He made it. Mm-hmm. In 1939 is when I met him, when he was making them then.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I think it'd be nice to hear Walter play one on that old one.
Yeah.
I'll try it, but it's been here a while.
We'll pass it on back.
Now, what to play is the problem. What do you mean?
Let's see. Golden slippers.
Golden slippers.
Tools did you have to make this with?
Didn't have much, just an old compass saw and one of these old-time draw knives. Mm-hmm. Back then, wasn't nothing to make it with. I had me a workshop out under an apple tree. I had an apple tool workbench.
And you told me that at one time you had to go up in Virginia towards near Washington to find work. You were in your construction work.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever play much music up there?
No.
You didn't even have a dulcimer with you?
No. No, I didn't play in Washington. Mm-hmm.
You didn't think you had much of an audience there?
No, I just didn't happen to take one with me.
What did you use for frets on that?
That's wire. It's called bale wire.
Baling wire?
Back then, they used this kind of wire to put around hay, and they called it bale wire because you baled hay with it. Couldn't buy frets back then. At least I couldn't find any.
That looks so, like awful heavy baling wire.
That's what it is.
Did you add anything to it or coat it or anything?
No, it took cement them in there.
You cut a little V groove in there first.
Took a file. handsaw file, three-cornered file, and cut slots and grew them in.
And this is a piece of bone, is it?
Uh-huh.
Where did you get your pattern for your frets? What did you use for a pattern for where the frets were shown?
I got it off the first dulcimer that I traded for. Same notes.
Walter, your dulcimer, that old one, has an extra fret down near the nut. Did the one you used for a pattern have that?
I think it's just there for looks. I never did use it. So.
Did the other one have that?
No.
Oh, it didn't?
Yeah.
He means the one that you traded for, the very first one that you used for a pattern?
Didn't have it.
It didn't have it?
No.
Uh-huh.
I never did use it.
Do you use any other tunings? Do you ever retune, play in different tunings?
Play it in different keys? Mm-hmm. Change the string? No, man.
That's it, just like that.
No, I never change the strings. That's all the same.
And you have your strings all tuned the same pitch, and this one's an octave low, the bass string?
Right. Uh-huh. It's an octave from Missouri.
Oh, it's an octave from them.
See? One octave lower than here.
It's one octave lower than the...
Lower than this
third.
Note.
See? Mm-hmm.
One octave. Now, the tune that you tune these first five strings are all the same. Put your finger on the fourth fret, tune the last string. Don't note very good. Anyway, you put your finger on the fourth fret and tune it the same as the rest.
Yeah. Now, is that the fourth fret on that one and the third on this one?
No, same on that one.
It's an Ionian tuning. Yeah. That's what we call an Ionian tuning, mm-hmm. Where it's tuned and fixed.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So where is Do? When you play it, where is Do? The Do note, where is that? Which fret?
Pardon?
Where do you start? She's saying, where do you start the scale on yours? Be right there.
Well, you started on the lower octave, you start here.
You want this one?
He's like a third, except he's got that half and then fourth, but it's third on that one.
You start it open on this bass. Then you go on up.
Thank you.
Somebody said Old Joe Clark. Is that one you know?
I haven't played that for so long. I'll be afraid to try. Uh-huh.
How about Cindy? That's one you
don't know either. Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
That's a good one.